healing. Our worship is shifting, shifting the atmosphere. It's moving and it's breaking. This worship is shifting the atmosphere. Every yoke is destroyed. Every chain is broken. This worship is shifting the atmosphere. It's moving. It's breaking. Our worship is shifting the atmosphere. Till the heavens are open for breakthrough and healing. This worship is shifting the atmosphere. Our worship and our praises is shifting the atmosphere. Our worship and our praises is shifting the atmosphere for breakthrough and healing. Our worship is shifting, oh, it's shifting. Shifting the atmosphere, oh, it's shifting, shifting the atmosphere, oh, it is shifting, shifting the atmosphere, oh, it is shifting. Shifting the atmosphere. Thine kingdom come. Thy will be done. Victory is mine. Today it's mine. Thine kingdom come. Thy will be done. Victory is mine. Today it's mine. Thy kingdom come. Oh, thy will be done. Victory is mine. Today it's mine. Victory is mine. Victory is mine. Victory is mine. Today it's mine. Victory is mine. Yeah. Victory is mine. Victory is mine. Today it's mine. Our worship and our praise is shifting the atmosphere for breakthrough and healing. Our worship is shifting, yes, it's shifting, shifting the atmosphere. Glory to the Lamb. 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 Glory to the Lamb, for he is Alpha and Omega, forever he's here, and he will reign forever with all power. Holy, holy is he. So we sing glory to the Lamb. Glory to the Lamb. We give glory to the Lamb. Glory to the Lamb. For he's Alpha and Omega, forever he's here. He will reign forever with power. Holy, holy is he. So we say glory to the Lamb. Glory to the Lamb. We give glory to the Lamb. Glory to the Lamb. We sing glory to the Lamb. Glory to the Lamb. We give glory to the Lamb. Glory to the Lamb. 'Cause I worship and I praise is shifting, shifting the atmosphere till the heavens are open. This worship is shifting, shifting the atmosphere. It's moving and it's breaking. This worship is shifting the atmosphere. Every oak is destroyed, every chain is broken, 'cause this worship is shifting the atmosphere. At this moment, I'm going to turn it over to the greeter. Greeter, are you there?
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Good morning, and welcome to the Master's Call. We are so grateful and thankful that you have joined us this morning. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you, O God, for your awesomeness, for your glory, for your rich blessings, Lord God, that you have placed upon us early this December 1st morning, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, that you have brought us into a place that we can uplift your name. We can come together, Father God, in spirit and in truth, and knowing, Lord God, that you are meeting us here. We thank you, Father God, because we can call on you, and knowing that you will answer, and then you said you will show us great and mighty things that we didn't know. We thank you, Father God, for your loving kindness, your tender mercies, your excellent greatness. We thank you for the blood of Jesus, the word of God, and the testimonies of the saints. We thank you, O God, for the Holy Spirit dwelling with us each and every day, Father God. And we glorify you, O God, as we call on you and allow your presence, Father God, to just saturate us, Father God. We thank you, Father God, as we humble ourselves before you, lift your name on high, Father God, and allow you, Father God, to show us what you will have us to do this day, Father God, only to glorify you. We thank you for Dr. Vanessa. We thank you for Dr. PK. We thank you, Father God, for their yes. We thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, that we can say, Lord, that you have been with us from the beginning. You never left us nor forsaken us. We thank you, Father God, that you're keeping us in perfect peace as our minds are stayed on you. We ask you, Father God, that you have your way in this place this morning, that you anoint your servant, Father God, that will bring us a word, Lord God. And we thank you, Father God, that our hearts, our ears, and our minds will receive what the Spirit has for us this morning. We thank you, Lord God, for a double portion on each and every one of us, Father God, that we, your people, who are called by your name, will hear what the Spirit has to say and go forth and do what you have called us to do. Lord, we give your name glory. We give your name praise for artist's life in its entirety. We ask that you continue to bless, Lord God, in such a way that, Father, we will see your hand in the midst of everything. We ask you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you continue to keep us in your peace, in your love, and in your joy like never before. And we will be careful to give your name praise, glory, and honor in all things. In Jesus' name, we say thank you and amen. Host, are you there?
Good morning, my sister. I'm here.
Praise God. God bless you, Minister Ruth. Take it away.
Bless you. That is our prayer general, Brenda Terrell, and we thank you so much for opening up this virtual sanctuary and greeting us all this morning and leading us in that most powerful prayer. I am your host, Ruth Smith, here from Atlanta, Georgia. It is a pleasure to be with you all this morning. Some of you may be wondering, how did this call get started 11 years ago? Well, our co-founders, Dr. Pricola Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, were given a vision from our Lord, and they were obedient, and hence became the Master's Call. 5 days a week, early in the morning, we are here, and we continue to pray 24/7 to pray for all our prayer requests. So our scripture that we stand on is Psalm 88:13. But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. We have a mission statement to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. We have a website. Check it out. It is themasterscall.net. Once again, themasterscall.net. All of our messages have been saved and archived, as well as the bios of our speakers. The theme for this year, for 2021, which is slowly wrapping up here, is God's strategic shifting, prophetic suddenlies, and holy standards are being established and supernaturally revealed. If you feel led by the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry as a greeter, such as our dear Minister Robin, a host, yours truly, a greeter, such as our prayer general, Brenda Terrell, or you may have a word in your heart, as our speaker will have today. You may also have a song in your heart for praise and worship, such as Minister Kalen. Please submit all your information to info@themasterscall.net. Once again, info@themasterscall.net. And Dr. Weatherspoon or our prayer general, Brenda Terrell, will indeed contact you. Remember that on Fridays we stay over to take prayer requests and praise reports on the second half of the call. You may also hear about a phenomenal company called Artist International, which was established by the Diaz de Leon family over 30 years ago. They are now called Artist Life. And most of the individuals that you hear on this call came together through that very organization. The morning motivational calls are held Monday through Fridays right after this call, and today is Awareness Wednesday. They are great leaders with vital information, and the benefits of Artist Life will be expressed on the calls. And here is the number, 667-770-1525, with a PIN, 294-617. Once again, 667-770-1525, PIN, 294-617. There is a bypass number if you are perhaps being charged for the call and you're not sure how to get in. Just simply dial 716-293-9707. Once again, I'm sorry, area code 716-293-9707. So let's go ahead and get started with our introducing our speaker of today. This will be Prophet Kai. She was born in New York City and now resides in San Antonio, Texas. She has a BS in electrical engineering. And she has just an awesome heart for the ministry. She has a wonderful son. And her prayer that she stands on in her scripture comes from Jeremiah 29:11. And it was indeed a divine plan for her life. She has been ordained and trained as a prophet of our Lord. Prayer is her, and she is called for the master. She has been a lot of ministries, which is a nonprofit organization, meeting the needs of the community. She indeed has a heart for the people. Her first book is called When God Births the Ministry, and these books are available on Amazon. So, yes, she is a published author. She's also an artist distributor, and she's determined to walk in all that the Lord has ordained for her life. She's a loving mother. She is part of our leadership team. She is an encourager to all, and especially an encourager to me. It is indeed a pleasure, an honor, and a privilege to introduce you. And please, a little note, please mute your phone if you are not speaking. We are getting some feedback. Once again, please mute your phone if you are not speaking. So we have our dear Prophet. Are you with us?
Minister Prophet Kai, could you hang up and call back in? It's coming from your line. A lot of background static. And hopefully, if you hang up and call back in. Thank you.
So,
that
thank you.
Be better. That should be better.
There we have Prophet Kai.
Yep, I am here. It was actually my headphones.
No worries, my dear. The enemy will not stop us this morning in any form or fashion. Go ahead. Take it away.
Well, good morning. Good morning, my TMC family. And thank you so much, Minister Ruth, for that warm introduction and for hosting us with such Jesus joy. And to our prayer general for seating and greeting us. And to our young and beautiful Minister Kaylin, for setting the atmosphere with praise and worship. And, of course, we honor the two amazing women of God whose yes is why we can be here today, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. Pecola Roberts. And, of course, we give all praise, all glory, and all honor to our Daddy God, our big brother Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. Father, we thank you for this time where we can come together yet again to be in your presence, to receive that which you have for us to receive, and to just sit in your presence, sit at your feet, to glean your word, Father. And I ask that you remove me out of your way so that your people can get exactly what you need for them to get. Lord, none of me and all of you. And we thank you right now that your word will manifest itself as it should. Lord, we love you, we glorify you, and we magnify you. In the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, we say amen, amen, and amen. Well, we are in the midst of a series called Stop Pimping Your Purpose. Stop Pimping Your Purpose. And as we started this series, we started with Jeremiah 29:11, of course, which tells us, I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. And so we know that God has a plan, which means he has a purpose for our life. And we started out also in Genesis, where he tells us that he created us in his image, which was the ultimate purpose and plan. And so today we are going to continue with the series. And today we're going to look at six signs that you are not living in your purpose. Six signs that we are not living in God's purpose. So before we get into those six signs, and we're going to talk about six signs that we're not living in God's purpose before we get into how we know what that purpose is, because do we even know if we're in his purpose? And I guess we look at that first, because I had a different plan this morning. I was going to talk about how do we know what God's purpose is for our lives. But the Lord said, no, let's look at whether or not we're even living in that purpose before we get into what that purpose is. And I asked him, I said, well, Lord, why would we do that? Why would you want me to tell them, you know, why would we want to look and see if we're living in it before we even know what it is? He said, because that's what I said. And I said, oh, okay, got you. let me not be out of order. Let me not get in your way. And he said, because I have a point. He said, I have a purpose for doing it in this order. And so I said, okay. And he said, you know, because my people are waking up in the morning feeling purposeless and incredibly frustrated by that. He said, and I need them to see, you know, as they're looking around and they're seeing their friends and their family and their loved ones living these deep, passionately engaged and meaningful lives, and they feel like they're walking around aimlessly. And they don't have those deep relationships. They don't have rewarding jobs, and they feel like they're, you know, senseless, and they have they don't have that sense of direction, that they don't feel complete. And that they feel hopeless, you know, and that they don't want to hop out of bed each morning, and that they don't want, you know, they don't have that spring in their step. And I was like, oh, Lord, I don't feel any of that. He was like, right. He said, see, because you're walking in purpose. He was like, and I want all of my children to feel what you feel each morning when you jump up out of bed at 6 o'clock without that alarm having to go off. He said, see, you have that thing in your life that gives you purpose. You're walking not only in your spiritual purpose for your life, but you're walking out your natural purpose with your job. He's like, in a job, he's like, that you're happy at, in a job that allows you to also walk out your spiritual purpose. And so I want my children to have those six signs that they're not walking that purpose so that they can desire and understand that they're not, and then begin to seek that purpose even more. In Psalm 63:7, David said, for you have been my help, and in the shadows of your wings I will sing of joy. How can you get to that place where instead of wandering aimlessly through life, you're actually singing for joy? How can you get to that place where you're doing what David did in Psalm 63:7? For you have been my help, and in the shadow of your wings I will sing for joy. See, you want to be in that place every morning when you jumping about the bed without the need for an alarm. When you're seeing those meaningful relationships where you're living passionately and engaged and meaningful life. So let's talk about these six signs that you may not be living in God's purpose for your life. And that first sign is that you're living blatantly in sin. That means you're being blatantly disobedient. That means you're walking around knowing that you're out of order. Let's start with the obvious here. If you are blatantly disobeying the will of God or blatantly disobeying the Bible, you're not living God's purpose. And you are certainly experiencing a sense of aimlessness and a sense that your life is out of control. This is probably the easiest sign and the easiest way to know that you're out of God's purpose. This is pretty straightforward, and I don't think we need to spend too much time on it. If you are blatantly living in sin, then you know that you know that you know that you are out of God's purpose. If you are fornicating daily, you know that you are out of God's purpose. If every other comment out your mouth is a lie, you know that you are out of God's purpose. So blatant sin, you clearly are out of God's purpose. And that requires repentance, a changing of your heart, a turning from your wicked ways, and repenting and turning to God. That one is clear. And so we don't need to spend a whole lot of time on that one. The second one is if you lack joy and excitement about your life, you are probably walking outside of God's purpose for your life. If you wake up every day and you're filled with apathy and dread and you are completely and totally bored, you're probably not doing what you were meant to do. You're probably not doing what God has purposed you for if every day is complete and total monotony and dread and lack of excitement. If there is no joy in what you do daily, then you are not doing what God has called you to do. God has created you uniquely. Excuse me. And God has given you Galatians 5 and 22. For you, God has created you uniquely, has really good things planned for you, and one of the fruits of the Spirit is joy. And that's in Galatians 5 and 22. So for sure you should not be walking around joyless. And if you are walking around with a lack of joy and excitement, then you are probably not walking around in God's perfect plan, purpose for you. You should have a sense of joy and excitement that fills your day, your work, and your relationship. God has a desire for you to have his joy. The word says, the joy of the Lord is my strength. So that means we should be in the joy of the Lord each and every day. Now, that doesn't mean that we won't have some down times and we won't go through some things, but the joy of the Lord is not optional. It's not an extra. It is part of the purpose and the flow of our lives. It comes with faith. It comes as a part of our faith process. So if you are walking around with a lack of joy and excitement, then you are not walking in the purpose of God. So the first one, if you are blatantly living in sin, not walking in the purpose of God. If you lack joy and excitement, not walking in the purpose of God. Number three, you don't feel much fulfillment in life, you are probably not walking in the purpose of God. If you go around and about your day experiencing little fulfillment, if you are wandering from God-given, if you are wandering from thing to thing to thing to thing and nothing is rewarding or meaningful and nothing brings you purpose, then you are probably not doing what God has called you to do. If everything that you do brings you a lack of enjoyment, a lack of feeling fulfilled, a lack of desire, then are you really doing what God called you to do? Do you honestly believe that the God that you serve would have you doing something that leaves you unfulfilled? Okay, Lord, do you actually believe that God would have you in a relationship that leaves you unfulfilled, where you are the only one giving in that relationship? Would God put you in that place? Ask yourself that honestly. It's time to do some inventory, my brothers and sisters. It's time to really look within to see if we are doing that which God has called us to do, and if we are being the people that God has called us to be. Number five, you're working so that you don't have to work. Number five, you're working so that you don't have to work. And the only reason you're going to this place to work is so that you go in, you get paid, and you come home. You're working just to work and to get a paycheck. See, I go to my job every day I work because I enjoy the work that I have to do, not just to get a paycheck. My job is not just a paycheck for me. My job for me, praise God, is about going in and doing the work that I do, fulfilling the purpose that God has given me for this job. I am blessed because I love what I do. I love what I do, so I'm blessed. So I'm not just going to work to get a paycheck. It's not just pointless work to get a dollar. I don't go to the office, clock in, do the job, go home, collapse in front of the television. I go to work. I pour into younger engineers. I do something I love. I end my day, and I feel like I've done something. I am rewarded. Ecclesiastes 8:15 says, and I commend joy, for man has nothing better under the sun but to eat and drink and be joyful, for this will go with him in his toils through the days of his life. And God has given him that God has given him under the sun. See, my toils through the days of my life bring me joy. So I know that I am walking in my purpose. And the sixth thing is you feel stuck and you have no direction. If you desperately want to change, but you also feel totally stuck, and if you don't know God's purpose for your life, and you feel like you're just walking around helter-skelter, then you're not walking around in God's direction for your life. Those are five and six. You feel stuck and you have no direction. Those are signs that you are not walking in God's purpose. But see, we each have a relationship with Daddy God where we can go to him and say, okay, Lord, so I have these six signs, or I have four or five of these six signs. What do I do with that? So the six signs I'm going to give you again right now, And then tomorrow when I come back to you, we'll talk about what we do with these six signs. The first one was you are blatantly living in sin. Number two is you lack joy and excitement. Number three is you don't feel much fulfillment in life. Number four is you work just to get a paycheck. Your work is just a job and a paycheck. Number four is you feel stuck. I'm sorry, let me try that again. Six signs. You're blatantly living in sin is one. You lack joy and excitement is two. You don't feel much fulfillment in life is three. You work just for a paycheck. You feel stuck. You feel unfulfilled, and you have no direction. You feel stuck, you feel unfulfilled, and you have no direction. Those are the six. So tomorrow when I come back to you, we will talk about what we do with that. And then we'll talk about six ways to regain your purpose. Minister Ruth, back to you.
Well, praise the Lord, Prophet Kai, for that on-time word. I took notes, so I hope others in this virtual audience took notes as well. And we'll be asking you back shortly for our benediction. But right now, we will go into prayer. Lord, first and foremost, we give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. Lord, I ask that you continue to bless my sweet sister, Prophet Kai. Lord, she has poured out into us this morning according to your will and your purpose. Lord, please restore her, replenish her, revive her, and fill her back up with your Holy Spirit, your grace, and your mercy, and your wisdom. We ask you, Lord, that you continue to bless our two co-founders, Dr. PK, Dr. Pakola, and Dr. Vanessa, Lord. Special blessing unto our Dr. Pakola as you continue, Lord, to heal her body, mind, soul, and spirit. Oh, we just thank you, Lord, for our leadership team. Lord, we thank you for each and every individual and family represented on this call, near, far, and wide, across the United States and around the world. We ask that you continue to be with us, to lead us, guide us, and direct us, and we will be very careful to walk circumspectly, Lord, and to be extremely careful to always, first and foremost, give your name all the glory, honor, and praise. We thank you, Lord. If you'd like to hear the playback of this powerful message this morning, simply dial 712-432-1085. Once again, 712-432-1085. The PIN number is 957-677, 957-677. This is Awareness Wednesday, and the new motivational call will be after this call. You can dial in to 667-770-1525, 677-770-1525, PIN number 294-617. That's 294-617. Thank you again, Prophet Kai, for this awesome worship that you have brought before us this morning. Very encouraging with steps to get our lives back on track. Lord knows we all sin and fall short, and we now have steps to get back on track for the Lord's glory. We thank Minister Kalen this morning for our praise and worship. Bless the young people, Lord, for they are ones that will take care of us and lead the way. Thank you, Minister Robin, for greeting and seating us. And thanks to our prayer general for stepping in this morning and assisting us with such joy of the Lord. Thank you once again. What a powerful message. I will ask at this time that Prophet Kai come back and close us with the benediction.
Thank you for hosting us with such Jesus joy, Minister Ruth, Father God, in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, we say thank you, thank you, thank you yet again for being God all by yourself. And as we leave this call, but never, ever your presence, we ask you to continue to be the lamp unto our feet and the light unto our path. Lord, we love you, we magnify you, and we feel it in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. We say amen, amen, and amen. My brothers and sisters, go out and be those marvelous ministers in the marketplace. Bye-bye.